Now we meet two migrants who found a new life here in Seattle. If you saw Nayef Rebid and Beitou Lami walking around together in their Capitol Hill neighborhood, they probably wouldn't stand out. You would never guess that they met doing very dangerous jobs in one of the world's most dangerous places. 12 years ago, Nayef was a translator for the Marines in Iraq, and Beitou was a soldier in the new Iraqi army. They met while stationed in a house in Ramadi, a city crippled by near constant battle between allied forces and insurgent fighters. That's where the two started talking and started to fall for each other. Nayef told me what he and Beitou found to talk about in that house in Ramadi.
We was looking only for one beautiful things can let us forget where are we now and where we feeling, because, you know, it's arms, is we see dead people, it's fight. So what are we talking about? It's about our life and past, about how we feel, about where we like to be in the future. And that was very beautiful in that difficult moment.
Were you openly gay at the time, both of you? Did you know?
First time, no.
When you first met?
Yeah, when we first met, we cannot say we are gay for each other.
Yeah. First 4 days, I told you, I love you. You don't answer. Just you kiss me and you leave. Come back in my bed. And 2 days, I'm not eat anything. Yeah. I'm so excited. But same time, this is danger. And in Iraqi, sergeant, in 15 years, you count in the...
You mean if they find us we gay in Iraqi law, it's 15 years being in jail.
Yeah.
So to be gay in Iraq, it's very dangerous. It's losing your life. You're getting ashamed to the family. The family, you lose your family and you lose your friends. You lose everything almost. So that's why there is other ways to be gay, just to be between you and yourself and maybe the other person.
How did you come to leave Iraq?
For me, I get dangerous, not just because I'm gay. It's because I work with the U.S. military, which is they start writing our names in the street and I cannot meet my family anymore.
You're being targeted by Iraqis.
Targeted by the militias, by a lot of people. And all my neighborhood know I work with Americans, so they call me traitor. Yeah. And in that time, I applied for the asylum, and I got it in 2009. So in 2009, that was the most difficult time for me because I'm living alone without him.
How were you doing at that time?
I like it. I love it. He's safe. But
you like that he's safe.
Yeah, he goes safe life. Or he now told everyone on the outside, I'm gay. He welcome in United States. This, but me, I live in Iraq. Is now just me, and so difficult.
So in that time, I was feeling very guilty to leave him behind. We've been since we met. Till this day, we never any day passed without we talking together. By phones, by Skype, by almost everything. We use everything. He's been spending most of his money he get from the military to buy a cart to speak with me by phones. Because when I come here first time, I was kind of broken, you know, and I have a job and I have that much money to buy the cards and call.
Yeah, he moved in United States. He just have $50.
$50.
Yeah,
my pocket.
And Nayef, you worked for years to get Beitou here to the States. First, you got him out of Iraq to Lebanon. Then from Lebanon to Vancouver, Canada. You married in Canada, but you didn't have a visa. Then it was a little more than a year ago you finally got an appointment with U.S. immigration offices in Montreal. Tell us about that day.
And that day was one of my biggest days ever. So we went there, and I was having like a bunch of paper, all my trips to him when he was in Beirut and when he was... All our pictures since 2004.
Photos, letters.
Yeah, all to prove our relationship is that time was 10 years. And it's the interview was only 10 minutes. She asked him a specific question about how we met, how long we'll be together, and how we connect with together. And after that, she said, you've been approved for a visa to live in the United States and blah, blah. And I say, excuse me, what did you just say? And she said, yeah. So he gave proof to go to United States. And I was like, do you just say that? And I start crying and scream. And he said, don't scream here. At least just go outside the building. And I was like holding my mouth like this, but cry. Like I lost myself. I lost myself like really because it's finally is happening. We could live together. I'm not just him in Vancouver or in Lebanon or in Iraq. And I have to visit and I have to speak with him every day by Skype or by phone or by any device because I'm tired from this. It's the time I want to wake up, see him in front of me. And when I close my eyes, he's the last face I see.
How has your life changed since you are now living in Seattle?
So no, he, okay.
Yeah, now anything in the change now.
A lot of things change.
Yeah, now we have home, apartment, but...
It's like a palace for us.
Yeah.
Like a what?
Palace.
A palace. Yeah. Your apartment is like a palace.
Yes.
Yeah. Now
we have our dream wedding.
Oh, my wedding. Oh, my God. It's really a dream.
You know, we always was imagine our wedding and what are we going to say it, what are we going to do. But the wedding is just come more about what we imagine. We just have an amazing, beautiful day.
Yes. I love him. He loved me. We now 12 years together. Oh, I think you're more 50 or 55 years more, we together.
That is Betu Lami. He and Nayef Rebid got married here this past summer. They met 12 years ago during the Iraq War while Betu was a soldier in the Iraqi army and Nayef was a translator for the U.S. Marines. This is KUOW's The Record.